Parenting Chat with Saad, October 21st, 2023.
Hi, everyone, all the beautiful parents.
Hi, good morning, Saad. Thank you so much for joining us, Saatun.
Absolutely, my joy. Let's have an amazing parenting.
I have a list of many questions I can read through, and a few others have their own questions. They wanted to ask their questions themselves.
Okay, perfect. Let's go ahead.
Reading, or should we open it for the individual questions?
Whatever you guys want to do.
Okay. I have some sharing.
Go ahead and share, Asad.
سعجون دو سه تا شیرینگ داشتم از بین یه عالم شیرینگ خلاصش کردم چون که خیلی دوست داشتم که بشنوید. اولین شیرینگ برادر زادم دختر برادرم آوینه که 11 سالشه برام یه خاطرهایی برام تعریف کرد. من ازش خواستم که بنویسه، بعدم برام اون چیزی که نوشته رو براتون میخونم. در روز تولد سعد من به این مناسبت در سکوت جلوی آلتر نشستم. داشتم برای مدت طولانی مدیتیشن میکردم که ناگهان احساس کردم انگار واقعا چیزی دارد از سرم به سمت قلبم پایین میرود. بعد از این که به قلبم رسید احساس کردم از ناحیه قلبم چیزی مانند اشعه بیرون زد و در تمام بدنم پخش شد. قربونتون برم، این شیرینگ آوین بود در روز تولد شما وقتی داشتم پای آلتر و مدیتیشن میکرد. فداتون شم، نمیدونید که چه میکنید با این بچه ها. یکی دو تا شیرینگ دیگه هم دارم. این که سر کلاس من یه تعداد، خب همه بچه ها تو این چند سال یاد گرفتن ماسک بزنن، بعد اینا تینیجرن، به ظاهر خودشون و همدیگه خیلی اهمیت میدن. خلاصه که وقتی که ازشون خواستم که درخواست کردم که چون من صدا رو درست نمیشنوم یا چیزهای دیگه، کسایی که ضرورت نداره ماسکاشون رو در بیارن، چند نفر در نیاوردن. و بعد اینکه باهاشون صحبت کردم دیدم که او خیلی مقاومت کردن و رفتن پدر مادرشون رو آوردن و از این داستانا. منم کاری دیگه به کارشون نداشتم، ولی با یکیشون حرف زدم، گفتم که میشه به من بگی که مشکل چی بوده و چرا تو که همیشه اینطوری نبودی که از اول عمرت ماسک بزنی، چرا انقدر نمیخوای ماسکتو در بیاری؟ بهم گفت به خاطر اینکه یکی از دوستام قیافه منو مسخره کرد و از اون به بعد من دیگه احساس میکنم همه نگاه میکنن معذبم، ماسکمو در بیارم. من ناخودآگاه کاری که شما بهمون یاد دادید و شما با ما کردید رو با اون بچه کردم. ازش فقط پرسیدم، نه به خاطر متقاعد کردنش، به خاطر اینکه حالشو درک کنم. فقط ازش پرسیدم، گفتم تو خودت توی حیات راه میری، به نظر خودت قیافت مثل به نسبت بقیه بچه‌ها چطوریه؟ کمتره؟ بیشتره؟ یه دفعه اول بود با این سوال مواجه میشد، تعجب کرد، بعد یه ذره فکر کرد، گفت که مثل بقیه هم. گفتم به نظر منم همینطور، هممون مثل همیم و تو هم نه خیلی زیباتر از بقیه و نه زشت، اصلا هممون مثل همیم، هممون تو یه سطح قرار داریم، چرا باید حرف یه نفر انقدر اهمیت داشته باشه؟ و از جلسه های بعد که اون بچه اومد سر کلاس، دیگه دیدم ماسکشو برداشته، از ته گوشه کلاس اومده وسط نشسته، اعتماد به نفس داره، راحت، خوشحاله و برام یه نامه نوشته بود که مرسی که شما این اعتماد به نفس رو به من دادید و به من کمک کردید. و خیلی از بچه ها برام نامه می نویسن که شما هیچ معلمی نداشتیم که مثل شما بچه ها رو درک کنه، در صورتی که من هیچ کار خاصی براشون انجام نمیدم، ولی خیلی چیزهای عجیبی میان به هم میگن.
ببین چقدر کار تو مهمه تو زندگی دیگران. بهترین جا قرار گرفتی، برای اینکه خودت قضا داده شده بهت مدت‌های مدیدی، 10 سال 12 سال، حالا داری پس میدی به این بچه‌هایی که واقعا احتیاج دارن. بذار ترجمه کنه رادا. Radha, go ahead.
As I said, Sachin, I have two or three sharings today that I'll try to condense. The first is that my niece, Alvin, she's 11. I asked her to write an experience that she had. On your birthday, Sach, she sat at the altar and she was meditating. And she describes an energy that started in her mind and sunk down to her heart. And then from the region of her heart, it exploded and spread throughout her whole body. What a miracle you have done for these kids. The second experience is that since COVID in the classroom, everybody wears masks. My classroom is full of teenagers. And although many have taken off their masks, some had not. And I asked everybody to take off the mask so that I could hear them more clearly when they would speak or share. But many resisted and involved their parents. So I didn't push it. But there was one student in specific. And I asked this student, I said, why is it that you don't want to take your mask off? And the student said that somebody had made fun of his or her appearance, and that's why they didn't want to take their mask off. And spontaneously, based on what you had taught us, I asked the student, I said, when you're alone walking, do you feel your appearance is any different than anybody else's? And the student thought about it and said, no, I think it's the same. And Asa said, me too. I think we all look the same, no better, no worse. And I saw then the next day, this student who had always sat in the corner with a mask, took the mask off, was sitting in the middle of the room and had a renewed confidence. And later that student wrote me a letter thanking me for that. And I've received many letters from students like that, thanking me, saying that they've never had a teacher who's given them so much understanding. And I don't feel I do anything specific. It's all you. And Sat said, do you see how important your job is for the lives of others? You have been fed so much for 10 years, and now you're sharing it with these kids who need it so much.
Okay.
قربونتون برم. دو تا چیز کوچیک دیگه هم داشتم. اگر وقت هست بگم.
آره، اگه کوچیکه بگو.
من با بچه ها تمرین دیدن رو انجام دادم و ازشون خواستم به طور یعنی کیفیت دادن رو ازشون خواستم که توضیح کمی دادم و خواستم که انجام بدن. بعد یکی از بچه وقتی دفعه بعد ازشون پرسیدم که بچه ها بهشون گفتم بشینید 10 دقیقه توی روز بدون اینکه با کسی حرف بزنید، فقط بشینید نگاه کنید، مهم هم نیست چه چیزی، ولی بشینید بدون اینکه به وسایل الکترونیکی کار داشته باشید، بشینید نگاه کنید. فردا که اومدن یکی دو تاشون یه چیزی گفتن که خیلی منو تکون داد. من البته هیچ عکس العملی نشون ندادم، ولی گفتم بچه ها راجب تمرینتون چیزی دارید بگید. یکی از بچه ها گفت خانم اجازه من این تمرین رو انجام میدم کلن ذهنم خالی میشه، و انقدر حرفش منو هیجان زده کرد و تحت تاثیر قرار داد که هیچ چیزی نتونستم بگم. فقط بهش گفتم که میدونی که ذهن خالی شاهراه حضور خداونده، تمرینتو ادامه بده. یا یکی دیگه از بچه ها اومد راجب قلب از من پرسید، گفت من بهش قلبو بهش معرفی کردم، گفتم همچین جاییه، جاهای مختلف که راجب قلب حرف میزنن دارن این قلبو میگن. بلافاصله همینجوری که داشتم براش تو قلبو توضیح میدادم، دیدم نشسته چشاشو بسته داره انجام میده. بعد بلافاصله تا چشاشو باز کرد گفت خانم شما سوالاتو میری اینجا میپرسی؟ و اصلا من حیرت زده شدم که چقدر اینا آمادن، و اصلا من دارم تعریف میکنم براش این داره انجام میده و خودش میفهمه جایی خموقه. اصلا نمیدونی.
These are such an amazing gift. ببین خیلی خیلی خوشحال میشم وقتی میبینم که خصوصا در ایران همچین جرقه کوچیکی میتونه آتش سوزی به بار بیاره در وجود یک بچه. ببین چقدر آمادم و چقدر چیزن، thirsty هن، چقدر احتیاج دارن. Amazing. Go ahead, Radha.
Asa says, I do have something else that I want to share. I had practiced seeing with the kids with quality. I told them to sit 10 minutes quietly alone and just watch without any stories, just watch. And the next day, one or two of them came and shared with me. One said, when I did this, my mind emptied completely. And this made me so happy. I told this student that an empty mind is the path to God. Another student asked me about the region of the heart. And so I explained where that region of the heart, what it is. And as I was explaining it, this student sat down, closed her eyes, and she did it right there. And when she opened her eyes, she said, "Miss, is this where you ask your questions? From here?" I was shocked at how ready these kids are. I mean, she's basically talking about contemplation. And Sat says, "This makes me so happy, especially in Iran, because the smallest spark can start a fire in these kids. They are so ready. They are so much need, and they're so thirsty."
Go ahead, Bahar.
Of course. Asal had also submitted 3 questions from herself and 2 from her niece and nephew, or her niece. I just want to double check. Asal, do you still want me to ask the question about wearing the masks in school?
I don't think so. That's not necessary. Thank you, Baharjan.
Of course. Thank you, because you kind of covered it. Sorry, Sachun. Our first question then. Sachun, in the case that parents are getting a divorce, can you give us any guidance on how and when we can best explain this to the children and how to protect them during this time?
There is no set direction that I can give at all. I would say...
سلام. ببخشید. این چون سوال منه و الان یه ذره عوض شده. من درستش رو بپرسم الان.
آره for sure.
ببخشید سرچون. اون موقع خب بچه ها نمیدونستن وقتی من این سوال رو پرسیدم. فقط میخواستم بدونم نظره. ولی خب الان میدونن خب. و تقریبا این قضیه آفیشال شده. و متاسفانه ما توی شرایطی هستیم که بچه ها دلشون میخواد که پدرشون توی همون خونه باشه با ما. و برای شروع خب میدونم یه شوک بزرگه برای بچه‌ها، خیلی سختشونه و منم اوکی هم که باشه خب، ولی خب مسلما یه چالنجای پیش میاد، یه حرفای پیش میاد. توصیه‌ای داری برای این موقعیتی که الان هست که بچه‌ها میدونن چه اتفاقی افتاده، میدونن که پدرشون چیکار کرده و توی این موقعیتن؟
ببخشید مریم، you cut out for a little bit. گفتی میدونن پدرشون چی کار کرده، اونو ما نشنیدیم.
میدونن که پدرشون چه کار کرده. خیلی معذرت میخوام، ولی دیشب پسر بزرگم بهش گفت you're an asshole. یعنی توی این موقعیت وایستادیم، ولی هنوز هم میگه که من یه پدر میخوام، یا برای من استفاده بیار یا بابای خودم وایسه. چون قضیه جدیده، مثلا میدونسته یه کشمکش هایی هست و من خیلی سعی کردم که بچه ها افکت نشن نفهمن، ولی خب دیگه به یه جایی رسید که معلوم شد. خب حالا برای این موقعیت اگه چیزی داریم به من بگی. راه نمایی. مرسی.
Go ahead.
Mariam's sharing cut out for me a little bit in the middle, but she says, "I want to ask my question myself because the situation has slightly changed. When I originally asked these questions, the kids didn't know about the divorce, but now they do. They know. And unfortunately, the situation is this. The kids, although they're mad at their dad and they know what it is that he's done wrong, they still want him to be in the house. And this I'm okay with, but it does bring about some challenges. You know, there are some arguments, and I don't know the best way to approach this. It's been a real shock for the kids, and they are upset at their dad, but they still want a dad. Can you help me navigate this situation?"
If the atmosphere in the house gets toxic between you and your husband, at times I would say, do not listen to the children and separate yourself as far as the housing goes. Because it's better for them not to see the conflict and miss their daddy or see the separation than be in the middle of the conflict. This is one thing. Second thing is, the most important is to have an amicable separation from the father. In other words, he goes his way, you go your way, but it's amicable. In other words, you both have a strong hand in raising your children. There are a lot of parents that through conflicts, they separate, and what happens is the mother gets all the responsibility and she just breaks under it. So we cannot bail the father out easily at all, but we cannot keep him behaving with a conflict in the house. So as I see it, when two people separate, it has to be amicable, and it's better not to be in the same home, because this way the children get a chance to be with each of them in their best behavior, rather than being in the same house, the same old, then what is the use of divorce? So these are my only two suggestions. Beside that, you can never protect anybody. You can only bring love to the situation. The children will go through whatever their destiny is to experience. And it's not your responsibility, but your responsibility is to avoid conflict in front of them and not to allow the father just to say goodbye and not to be in their lives, at least for now, until they are grown.
و من فکر نمی کنم ارزش رو داشته باشه که یه همچین جایی رو فراهم کنه فعلا. و در ضمن به خاطر اینکه اصلا استیتل نیست، راستش به تراست نمی کنم که بچه ها رو باهاش بذارم، حتی اگه جا داشت، به خاطر اینکه خیلی داره با احساسات تصمیم میگیره و اجازه داده که یه نفر خیلی راحت منیپولیتش کنه. و خب من برای اینا بچه ها من نمیتونم بذارم یه زن دیگه منیپولیت کنه و زندگی اینا بازی بشه باش. میگه نمی کنم، خب میگه نمی کنم، اولویت هم بچه هاست، ولی در عمل چیز دیگه میبینم. و واقعا مثلا دیروز وقتی تنهاشون گذاشتم و رفتم نتونستم تراست کنم، و وقتی اومدم خب نیازهای اولیه مثل شام نخورده بودن، این اشکال نداره، یه هفته بچه شام نخوره، مشقش هم نکنه، داروش هم نخوره، چیزی نمیشه. ولی چون خودش خیلی لاسته و من فکر میکنم از نظر منتالی مشکل داره و کمک نمیگیره و کمک دوست نداره دکتر بره، قبول نمیکنه، بازم هنوز نظرتون اینه که بسپرم بهش؟
ببین، موضوع سپردن نیست، موضوع اینه که امیکیبل باشی، که بچه ها احساس کنن که اونم تو زندگیشونه. ولی من نمیدونم که چقدر این الان، ببین به هر صورت تو خونه ای توه، یعنی با هم دارین زندگی میکنه، به هر صورت he's affecting the children. ولی ultimately I don't know the situation and you know the best. It's not a easy situation and I'm really sorry for you. It's really bad to live with a man that mentally has problem and doesn't want to seek help. I really am. But you have to get to a point where you are so independent that you're able to cut it off and let him go through his whatever destiny he has. But for now, just I would say, since he has to be in your home, and you cannot leave the kids alone with him, just make it very amicable in the house. That's the best way, so the kids are not getting as much damaged. In other words, just ignore him being there and just have a normal life with your children. It is a hard situation, Mariam. I know very well. So good luck to you. I really don't know what else to say, but the main thing is don't let your own ship sink. In other words, make sure you hold on to the heart. You go to your home, to your heart often. make sure that you also meditate with your children. Make sure that you install in them the teaching that is given to you. This is the most noble job of a mother. Like you said, the kids can eat or not eat, but if you feed their soul, no matter what situation they are in with their father, you really are protecting them. So do not worry about the future and your situation, even though it's not a good situation in the worldly level. Please bring a lot of spirituality in your life and their life, and just brush things as if they are not important. Brush things as if you are not as scared, and just stay strong, and this will pass. This will pass. To find a solution in the level of the problem, we're going to go back and forth, and get nowhere. But as long as you are in contact with your own light, this situation would be changed. In other words, the grace will remove him, or something will happen that you are freed. So that is my highest suggestion I can give you. Otherwise, I'm not in your household, and it's not an easy situation. And no matter what I say in that level, might not work for you. So stay strong, have confidence, and install in your children something much deeper, like Asal was sharing with the niece.
مرسی سات جون. فقط از شما میخوام که برام مثل همیشه عشق بفرستید.
You got it. You got it. I will be thinking about you and sending you love. Anybody else would like to ask a question themselves, or they want Bahar to do it? Because we're running out of time.
Should I translate the second part of what Maryam asked?
No. Okay. Let's let it go. It was pretty private.
So Anita, Sudabe, Ananda, you guys, do you want to ask your own questions?
Shall I go now, Bahar?
Yeah, go ahead, Anita.
Okay, so when I try to take silence during a tense situation with my child to maintain my own peace, she doesn't like it. She would pull my hand and say, Mommy, talk to me. What should I do in this situation, Seth?
Have you explained to her why you go to silence?
Yes, I did. I said, you are not really agreeing to the point. You are talking back, and Mommy is going to take my own time, and then I will get back to you after some time. But she doesn't like me ignoring her. And then I see her coming and pulling my hand, set. That makes me even more frustrated and mad, and not letting it go of the situation.
Okay. In this situation, do you give in? Have you given in?
Yes.
Okay, then she will continue pulling your hand. Because the children are very clever. Very clever. I don't know how this happens with the short living in this on this earth. When she knows you give in, even the next time, if you stand your ground longer, she will have more persistence. But either don't practice silence, or if you do it, stand on it no matter what. And you can explain it again and again. As long as you're persisting and you are not listening to me, there is no use of me talking to you. And then move on. Move on to another room. Start doing something else. But if you are standing on the ground of teaching her that she cannot behave like this, then you have to really commit yourself to it. and you will succeed. And then she learns from you, she can do the same thing against people's nonsense. And it will be a great teaching for her. But if you get flustered and angry and give up and say this is easier, then I would say talk to her and forget about being quiet against her, because apparently it's not happening.
Thank you, Seth.
Sure.
I do have another question, and
go ahead.
Oh, okay, God, I missed it. So my 9-year-old daughter often ignores us when we speak to her and refuses to listen, repeatedly negotiate with us instead of doing what we ask. And there is sometimes I see a rudeness in her response to us. What is the best way to parent this type of child?
You know, the children go through so many phases, rebellious, argumental, all sorts of things. And remember, these are the short period and they move on unless there is a meanness. I mean, really meanness in it. Also, the children look at their parents. They really learn from their parents. So take a good look at your husband and yourself and see if there is anything that she does has to do with our own behavior, the way we handle some situation. And maybe we need to do something about our own reaction or persistence or maybe even at times rudeness. But beside that, if she's not listening, repetition of the same thing is going to make her more deaf to our words. So I would say come up with more creative way of talking to her instead of all the time parents I know will say no, or I told you not to do this, or I told you to listen. Well, if you told her and she still is doing it, find another way, another tactic to remedy the situation. So be creative in your approach to her. The girls are very smart, very observant. So I would say do something, you know, talk to her in a more fun way, more different way, so she is not deaf to it. And plus, also see if her reaction is anything that you two are doing. And then you can sit her down and say, you know, I've been telling you not to react this way or not to talk to us like this. But I see sometimes we do it to each other as a husband and wife. So I'm sorry, I'm going to correct myself. And or he can say the same thing and then move on with a different direction. Bring variety in your advice to your children. I really, really think, I remember myself being very, very creative when I told the kids to clean their room and they wouldn't. I would come up with another way, something fun way or a different approach to for the same result. So see if that works, Anita.
Sure, Sam. But I do have a follow-up question from here. Uh-huh. Is it the right place to address the advice at the moment of argument is happening or the later point in time? Because I see when I try to address it, the moment when it is happening, it is getting worse, Seth. So what would be the best time to address and advise and sit and talk to her in a fun way?
Well, the thing is that if the child is throwing a tantrum, you don't talk to her at that time. You let her throw a tantrum. You just move to another room. Let her do whatever she needs to do with her sentiment. And then she realizes it really felt bad. And then when you want to, but if she is doing something in public that is not good, you address it right there. You move her from that place and come to her level and say, this is not acceptable. You sit in the car. This is not acceptable. So there is a different time and different place. And I agree with you. After she throws her tantrum and the house is quiet, when you find another good time or a right time, you just say, I need to talk to you. You sit down and just very lovingly tell her, you know, the way you threw a tantrum, it just did not feel good to you. So let's find a way where you can handle your, you know, your emotion better, and I can help you. Then it all depends on yourself, how you handle your emotion. Then you can help your child. We cannot want everything good for our kids without ourselves not knowing what to do with ourselves. So every advice we give to our children, we have to make sure that we are obeying it ourselves. It's comfortable for ourselves, or we are, this is our way of approach. The children are like a mirror. So we are so quick to correct them, but they're really showing our own face.
Thank you,
sir. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
سلام سعد جون، من آناندا هستم، میتونم؟ اولا که خیلی خوشحالم که صداتون رو بعد از این مدت طولانی میشنوم سعد جون. میخواستم بگم که من یه مشکل خیلی بزرگی با یکی از بچه های مهد که حدود 5 سالشه پیدا کردم. پدر مادرش از هم جدا شدن و مادرش اصلا کلن اینو رها کرده و این مادرش رو نمیبینه. 4 روز در هفته پیش مادر بزرگش، یعنی مامان مامانش، و 3 روز در هفته پیش پدرش و خانم پدرشه. این بچه سرکون خیلی علاقه داره که توی مهد اندام خصوصیشو به دیگران نشون بده یا اینکه از بقیه رو بخواد ببینه. تا حالا هم موفق به این کار نشده، خب چون همیشه حواسمون بوده، ولی من واقعا نمیدونم دیگه چه برخوردی باهاش بکنم، چون هر روز راجع به این موضوع به طریقای مختلف باهاش سعی کردم حرف بزنم. قضیه رو با خانوادش مطرح کردم، ازشون خواستم که حالا مثلا مسائل خصوصی و جنسی رو یادش بدن توی خونه و میگن که باهاش تمرین میکنن، ولی من توی رفتار مادر بزرگش میبینم که هی تهدیدش میکنه که چون این کارو کردی من نمیبرم ات پارک، بستنی برات نمیخرم، این کارو نمیکنم، دوستت ندارم. ولی امروز که دیگه دست یکیو گرفته بود که بره یه پشتی قایم بشه و این کارو بکنه، خب آوردیمشون و باهاش صحبت کردم دوباره. نمیدونم کارم درست بوده یا نه، ولی بهش گفتم که اگر بخوای به این کارت ادامه بدی دیگه هر روز باید بیای پیش من بشینی و نمیتونم اینجا بهت اجازه بازی کردن بدم. یکم از این کار حس خوبی خودم ندارم، میخواستم که ازتون خواهش کنم که توی ارتباطم با این بچه به هم کمک کنید.
باز اگه دو مرتبه بگم، بعضی بچه ها یک فیزی میرن، من فیز نمیدونم به فارسی چی میشه، که یه مدتی اینطوری هم بعدش اصلا خودشون حسابی میپوشونن. من فهم میکنم کاری که تو کردی بهترین کار بود و روش وایسا. اگه خواست این کار بکنه قشنگ بیارش، تنبیه نیست، بیارش توی آفیس، کارهای دیگه بکنین که لذت بیشتر میبره، مثل نقاشی بذار جلوش، نقاشی بکنی یا بگو چه کاری دوست داری، هر کاری که دوست داره از نظر چیز کار دستی بکنه، که هم نت پانیشمنته، هم که کم کم و کم کم یادش میره که اون کارا رو بکنه. I think your approach is perfect.
Uh, آه مرسی سعد جونم. بعد میخواستم ببینم آیا نیازه که من راجع به این موضوع بیشتر از این باهاش حرف بزنم؟ مثلا احساس میکنم دیگه داره براش بازی میشه.
Absolutely. ببین وقتی که تو آفیسته میتونی که بهش بگی که وقتی که آدم لخ میشه تو همون خوب میتونه با مادرش میتونه با مادر بزرگش میتونه، ولی تو اینجا این کار بکنی همه مسخرت میکنن، کسی با دوستی نخواهد کرد چون کار طبیعی نیست. ولی من فهم کنم سرگرمش کنی، چون خیلی لابد باش حرف زدن، سرگرمش کنی که دیگه فراموش کنی، ببینی چقدر این کارا بهتره، اینه امتحان کنه. ولی اگه دیدی که کارگر نشد، بعد که میاد تو آفیسه براش تشریح کن که دیگران مسخرش میکنن، دیگران باش دوستی نخواهن کرد، مادرهای دیگه ممکنه بیان بگن که ما بچه‌مون نمیخوایم با این باشه اینطوری. ولی خیلی باهاش یه حالتی که مثل که دوستانه داری حرف میزنی، نه یه کاکاکتی که آدم اتاریتی رئیس. ببین چی میشه، خورده خورده باهاش حرف بزنم، اینطوری که بغلش کردی بگو من درکت میکنم، ولی این کار تو خونه بکنی، اینجا بکنی همه مسخرت میکنن و ازت فرار میکنه. I don't know any other way really. بعدش هم به دو مرتبه یه ذره اسپریچوالیتی بهش بده. این بچه حتما خیلی دمج شده. وقتی میاد یه ذره بهش سکوت یاد بده. خونه رو بهش یاد بده کجاست. بهش بگو هر موقع که میخوای لخ بشی. این فراستریشنه دیگه. یعنی پریشانیه. برو داخل ازش سوال بکن که چی ناراحتش میکنه، چی خوشحالش میکنه، گوش میده، یه ذره انالایزش بکن. و این موقعیت که تو آفیسش خیلی میتونی باش کمک کنی، بهش سکوت یاد بده، باهاش عکس بودا بکش، باهاش عکس خورشید بکش. خلاصه it might be یه اپورتونیتی باشه که این بچه نجات پیدا کنه. Go ahead, Radha Jan, explain this, translate it.
Ananda says that, Sad, I'm having a big problem in my daycare with a 5-year-old child. His parents are recently divorced. His mom has left, and he lives with his grandmother part of the time with his dad and his new wife. And he continually tries to take kids into a corner and either show them his part or ask them to show him their part. We've tried so many ways to talk to him about this. We've talked to the family about talking to him, and it seems to be of no use. One day I saw him trying to do it again, and I told him if he can, I won't let him. He said he'd have to come sit by me in the office. But I want to know if I did the right thing. Sad says that, you know, kids go through phases. He'll do this for a while, and then maybe he'll suddenly start really covering up. What you did was the best way, so stand by it. It's not a punishment. When he's in the office with you, do other things with him. Draw pictures. He'll forget. Ananda says, do I keep also talking about it? Pat says, when he's in the office with you, you can keep him busy. He do other activities, and he'll see that those are more enjoyable. But you can also tell him that there's appropriate places to get naked, in the shower, at home, with your parents. But in class, if you do it, the kids will make fun of you. They won't want to be your friend. It's not normal. Do it in a friendly way, not authoritative, and see what happens. Tell him, I understand, but do this at home. This child is also probably pretty damaged and in need of spirituality. So this time in the office with you can also be his savior. Talk to him about silence. Show him where home is. Tell him when he wants to get naked, because really that's just frustration. Show him how to go within instead. Talk to him, analyze him. What upsets you? What makes you happy? Maybe you guys draw pictures of Buddha, draw pictures of the sun. This time in your office could really be beneficial for him.
سلام سعد جون، من سودابم، میتونم سوالمو بپرسم؟
Yes. یه زبه جان ببخش رو میوت بودم نمیتونم میوتش کنم.
ببخشید سرجون. من سوالم یه خورده تکراری هم هست، یعنی یه بار دیگه کلی پرسیدم ولی دوباره چون باهاش استرگل دارم میخوام یه بار دیگه بپرسم. ما پارسال مثلا که اومدیم با یه خانواده خیلی شروع کردیم رابطه شدید داشتن، بچه ها با همدیگه توی کلاس میرفتن، برای اون زمان خیلی این رابطه خوب بود، ولی بعد رفته رفته خیلی اون بچه خرابکاری میکرد و خرابکاری به آیلین یاد میداد و دیگه من یواش یواش این رابطه رو کمش کردم چون دیدم که خیلی تحت تاثیر اون بچه قرار میگیره. بعد حالا همچنین که من همه چی اتوماتیک تو رحمت پیش میره زندگیم، اینم با رحمت شما اصلا یه جوری شد که تابستون اونا رفتن ارمنستان و کل تابستون نبودن، بعدم که کلاس ها شروع شد کلاس این دوتا رو از هم جدا کردن و رفته رفته اون خیلی کم شد توی زندگی آیلی و من مثلا جایگزینش با یه خانواده ایرانی که حالا خیلی بچه مرتبی بود مثلا خواستم جایگزین بکنم، ولی این بچه که خیلی بچه مثلا خیلی خوب و خرابکاری بلد نیست و اینا برای آیلین خیلی بورینگه. مثلا وقتی میان با هم بازی کنن اون خیلی دوست داره بشینه گردنبند درست کنه، کارهای مثلا منجوق درست کنه از این کارا، ولی آیلین مثلا میگه حسلم سر میره، اون دوست نداره این کارا رو بکنه. و یه روزی به من دعوا کرد آیلین، حالا دعوا که یعنی با من حرف میزد، گفت تو منو مجبور میکنی همش برم با ایرانی ها دوست بشم، من دوست ندارم، من دوستم ماری بود، تو ماری رو از من داری میگیری نمیذاری. یه ذره اینجوری با هم حرف زد، من بهش گفتم که من برای خودت میگم، من میخوام که تو با همه دوست باشی چون ممکنه یه روز ماری باشه یه روز نباشه، ولی هنوز من نمیدونم چجوری این موقعیت رو هندل کنم یا چجوری روابط رو بچینم که مثلا این بچه توی این محیط درست قرار بگیره.
Radha, go ahead.
Sudhava says, Sachin, forgive me because this might be a repeated question, but I'm still struggling with it. When we first moved here to Canada, we became friends with a family who had a daughter and we spent a lot of time together, but little by little I saw that this child was a bad influence on Eileen. They left for the summer. They went to Armenia for the whole summer. And when they returned, Eileen and her were in separate classes. And so I tried instead to replace it with a Persian family who was very kind and they had a really sweet kid. But this child seems to have different interests than Eileen, and it's boring for Eileen to spend time with her. She just likes to make necklaces, and Eileen gets bored. She told me, you're forcing me to play with Persian people only, you took away my friend. I told her, no, I want you to be friends with everyone. Sometimes it'll be this person, sometimes it'll be that person, but I really want to know how best to handle this.
آیلین چند سالشه؟
6 سال و نیمشه.
You have the authority to choose her friends, period. یعنی اگر که میبینی که اون بچه قبلی واقعا انفلوئنس بدی داشت، دیگه اکسکیوز احتیاج نیست که بدی به آیلین، قط، تموم شد، قط. اگر که این بچه جدید دوست نداره، میتونی که وقتی که میاد خونه تو، دختر ایرانی میاد خونه تو، کارایی بکنین که آیلین دوست داره، مثل بریم پارک یا هر چی کاری. ولی باتم لاین اینه که you have an authority until she's much older to choose her friend as far as the family friends goes, and you cannot be intimidated by your child, period, because she is still too young. 6 and a half is too young. so just یه ذره پلیتیک به خرج بده. با همین دوستی که میبینی خوبه میتونی کارهای فان وقتی با تو هم بکنی، وقتی خونه تو میان بکنی. That's all I can say. و what do you چه کارایی میکنی با آیلین as far as the spirituality goes؟
چون از این بابت خیلی خوشحالم، چون خیلی همش نگران بودم که صد مثلا مقاومت میکنه، مدیتیشن نمیخواست بکنه، و جدیدن الان مثلا صد یه ماه و نیم ایناست که شبا خودش میاد گاهی اوقات میگه که مدیتیشن بذار با صدای شما مدیتیشن میکنیم، حتی گاهی اوقات خودش میاد میگه بذار اینو شروع کرده، یعنی اون مقاومت قبلیشو از دست داده.
Wonderful. That makes me very happy. بذار ترجمه کنی تا بهت بگم.
Saad asks, how old is Eileen? And Sudhava says she's 6.5. Saad says, you absolutely have the authority at that age to choose her friends. If you thought that the other child was a bad influence, you don't need to make any excuses for Eileen. It's done. And when the other child, this new child, who she finds boring, comes over to your house, make activities for them both that Eileen enjoys, for example, going to the park. But the bottom line is that you do have the authority to choose her friends until she's older. And don't be intimidated by your child. Be very political about it. Like I said, find things to do when the other child comes over that Eileen also enjoys. And then Saad asks, spiritually, what do you do with Eileen? And Sudhava says, I'm very happy to report that she no longer has the resistance that she had before to meditation. In fact, most nights now she will come to me for the last month and ask me to put on an audio or a meditation. So I'm very happy about that.
Okay, so this is for all the parents on the phone. This is something that I did with my children. Now they're grown up. The remedy for your children to grow up decent, even if they display a teenager some dangerous things, they will always go back to their spirituality that they were raised with. I highly recommend that you spend spiritual time with your children. Highly recommend time for meditation in the evening. Talk to them, advise them more. When they have a problem, don't try to solve the problem on the level of the problem. Take them in a deeper way of looking at things. Give them the inspiration to solve their own problem. Everything that we are being fed by truth, we have to also feed them with it. We cannot just be a mother. We cannot just be a father and a very ordinary way of raising our children. I highly, highly ask that we, every young parents and those of you that have a school or their teacher at the school, always point your advice to something deeper in them. Imagine that. Say you are a normal, ordinary mother or father and you raise your children like anybody else and they behave really good until they don't, until they rebel. That's one scenario. The other scenario is that you take him in such a different way of looking at things, solving things, that these children grow up with such a depth and such an equanimity that even if they get fooled by their situation and the classmate, they always come back to their roots. I have seen it. My older son was 12 when he said, Mom, enough with Balvika. Let us put to show you what you taught us from the time we were born. And I said, you're absolutely right. I'm going to back off. So they went to the university. They had their parties. They did some drinkings and all of that. But they always were decent people. They always knew better. They always looked at things in a deeper way. They always had their silence time. They paid attention at nature. Their helpfulness to other people, their light spread here and there. Why? Because I refuse to be an ordinary mother that stands up with all sorts of fault and try to remove the fault of their child. No. First help oneself. And we're all being helped. We are not ordinary parents anymore. So we have authority to guide our children, not day by day, but life by life. In other words, the children would display different things every day. A child that is really honest could start lying at teenage time. And you might say, oh, what have I done? No, this is a normal way of growing. But a child that knows how to go find a home, how to see the life through the eyes of the mother that is a spiritual or the father that is spiritual, will be a light unto this world. So instead of solving every behavior of your child, give them something that will last them not only in this lifetime, but the lifetime after that. So from now on, when your children have their certain behavior all of a sudden, or certain behavior becoming stronger, sit down before wanting to correct it. Sit down and really say, what would God do? What would the truth that I have been given would do in this situation? What is the most permanent way to talk to this child instead of a quick resolving the situation? Almost like a contemplative and absorbing your child. But the last note that I would like to say to all of you is that it is so amazing for all of you on the phone. As a father and mother, to have this lifetime under the grace of God, under the grace of truth, even more so. So don't worry about your children so much. Don't absorb their failure or their lack. See their completeness and the godliness. Any other question? We got a few minutes.
I had a beautiful question from Sarinya's 4-year-old daughter. She said, if I say God is everywhere, how can I see God? Meaning, how would I see God as a form?
Well, wow. That is very profound. I have to contemplate on that because my answer would be too, it would not be fit for a child. Sarinya, let me think about it and see what is the best way to tell a child.
Thank you, Seth. And 2 days back, in continuation with this question, she usually repeats the trust meditation, like God and I cannot be separated, I and God are one. And 2 days back, while she was lying down before sleep, she was asking me, so if God and I cannot be separated, if God and I are one, then that does that mean that God cannot play with me? So 2 days back, when I was when she usually says the trust meditation words, God and I cannot be separated, God and I are one. And 2 days back when she was lying down, she was asking me, so if God and I cannot be separated, then that, does that mean that God cannot play with me? And is God playing, if I'm playing, then that means that God is playing along with me, inside me. So that was a follow-up question as well. Seth.
Yeah, that's another one I'm going to think about and come back to you so it is digestible for her. These two questions are beautiful. And with the grace, I'm going to come out with the truth that is fit for her. And then, did you answer her at all?
No, sir.
Yeah,
I don't know what to answer.
No, I mean, it wasn't a question. She was as if she was talking out loud. It's beautiful. Just imagine this child in a few years. I mean, she will be realized by the time she's 12. Okay. Oh, boy. How many people would do anything to be in her place? Will you please text me both of her questions?
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
And then I text you back with an answer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Sure.
That's you, and I can't thank you enough on behalf of everybody for your time and everything you shared and inspired us with today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I love all the parents on the phone and those that are helping so many kids at school. Thank you for your beautiful light that you're spreading in your home and elsewhere. But namaste to all of you.